just got dyslexia, okay?
Dishonor on you! Dishonor on your cow!
Welcome, foolish mortals.
It is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight.
The reference here is very obscure.
Welcome to the obscure world of Disney. You're listening to the Obscure Disney Podcast.
It's our belief that no detail is too small, no character cameo too short, and no quirk too strange to be celebrated.
And with new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday, why not get an annual pass wherever you get your podcast from, or find us at obscuredisneypodcast.com.
And see all of our fun patches at disneypatch.com. Steve.
Yes.
If there's one thing that I can identify as, it is a Disneyland fan.
Right.
Disneyland is my park. It is the park.
Your park.
It is my park.
Nobody else's.
You can't come in anymore. This is an announcement. Now the only person allowed in Disneyland is me.
Completely right.
And so when we moved further south to where Disney World is far more convenient.
Right. Even more so than Disneyland was.
More so even than Disneyland was. I determined that I was going to try to find the positive in Florida's park.
Right. And there are a lot of them.
And there are some, yeah. But to be clear, Disneyland will always be my favorite, including all of its flaws. But today I thought we would chat a bit about what Disney World does better than Disneyland.
Yeah, so in order to be in that category, it has to be something on our list today that Disneyland has also done.
Right.
Because there's a lot of fantastic things that Disney World has absolutely done better. I'm looking at you, Kilimanjaro, right? But that's uncomparable to Disneyland because they could never do the safari ride at Disneyland because it's literally as big as Disneyland was.
Right.
So that, obviously, they've done better. But yeah. It's not on the list because Disneyland never did it.
Yeah. There has to be something to compare it to. You can't just say, well, it's better because Disneyland doesn't have it.
Yeah, because a lot of people have said that. They're like, well, Disney World is obviously better because we have Epcot. And you're like, well, that's a whole park.
They have a whole additional park. And I hate to say it, but Epcot's not really that much to crow about right now.
Oh, seriously. Don't tell them that.
I'm being shady. So I'm going to try to be as positive as possible about Disney World.
Right?
No complaining about Disney World in this podcast.
Not a word.
Because I am nothing if not positive.
Yeah, and I don't have many things, so... No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I don't want to take any of yours, because we haven't seen each other's list, so why don't you start?
No, I only have two things.
Okay, well, I will start with the bottom of my list, the People Mover.
Oh, yeah?
They have kept the People Mover at Disney World.
That's completely true.
And they have completely hacked it out of Disneyland.
Oh, that's a good one, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
For those of you that don't know, the People Mover is based actually on an idea that Walt Disney had for his original Epcot plan.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted a constantly moving Omnimover type system that would move people in and out of the city without using cars was his idea. So they have the People Mover, which runs on a rail and takes you in a tour around Tomorrowland at Disney World.
I love it.
It used to be at Disneyland, and
they wrecked it with the speed.
Yeah, the cars.
Car racing thing.
It just sits there. There's nothing on it. It's just posts in the way now.
I think they could put it back in if they wanted to. They could refurb the ride and put it back. You'd have to completely rebuild it. It would be a brand new attraction.
That would be the problem.
But I think it would be fun if they did it because I love it. But that's just me.
It's a very relaxing, easy ride to sit on and talk on to.
Uh-huh.
Like, if you ever need a quiet moment just to sit and chat or whatever, the People Mover is perfect.
And it's fun. You get to see a lot of Tomorrowland without ever, like, it gives you a great view. You go through Space Mountain, so it gives you great views of, like, Space Mountain and stuff as well, which is super cool.
Yeah.
Love it.
It's a great attraction that I feel like Disneyland could benefit from having still, because their Tomorrowland is still a little iffy for me, so...
So I'm going to start with the most controversial one on my list.
Okay.
And it is...
We're going to fight about this?
We most certainly are. The Haunted Mansion.
Ow, now! Now!
Now, you absolutely love the Haunted Mansion, so much so that you want to build a replica to live in.
This is my dream house. I want to build one that looks exactly like Disneyland's Haunted Mansion.
Mm-hmm. Because it has the big wraparound porch that you love.
It has, like, the New Orleans-style railing.
That you love.
Oh, it's so pretty.
Absolutely true. Completely agree with that. I agree that it's amazing, that it looks fantastic.
Yeah.
However, I do think that the Haunted Mansion does look scarier in Disney World at Magic Kingdom, right? It does look scarier, has a much more gothic look about it than the Disneyland's version, and I like that a lot. I almost said better, but I just like it a lot. I also like the queue. The queue that you go through is phenomenal. It is so much fun, and even if you're not participating in all the fun things to do, other people are, and that's fun to watch. So I think that's fantastic. And then the stairway that they have in there that is really taken right from what is that called? The Haunted Mansion is based off of that mansion where the crazy Windsor Estate.
The Windsor.
Yeah. And they have that stairway room at Disney.
That one, I think the stairway room in the Disney World is based off the M.C. Escher drawings, which are the weird optical illusion things where the stairs go in all different directions and things. It is a cool effect. They have stairs everywhere, and then they project footsteps walking up and down random directions and whatnot.
So if you take those three things and add them together, for me, that puts the Haunted Mansion at Magic Kingdom over the one at Disneyland.
Oh.
And that's my case, Your Honor.
Well, I said I wasn't going to be negative, so I'm not going to be negative about it.
You just agree?
No, I won't agree. But I definitely can see your point. The reason that their line is so much better is because I feel like, for some reason, the line in Florida is always so much longer than the line is in California. I'm not sure what the cause is for that.
Could it be that we always have fast passes in Disneyland and we walk straight up to the front doors?
We've waited in line a couple times, but it's possible. But, like, literally, the line for the Florida version has switchbacks, like long switchbacks, and then you go through the whole interactive line area. And I am fascinated by why it's so long all the time.
It's a popular ride.
It is a very popular ride.
Yeah, and they have the wedding ring in the pavement.
They do have the wedding ring in the pavement.
Incredible.
Love that
story.
It's a fun detail.
Right.
I'm not going to argue with you.
Thank you.
I do have arguments. We'll talk off mic.
keeping special after hours episode.
Listen to us fight later. In the same vein as the People Mover, I'm going to say the fact that Disney World kept the Country Bear Jamboree is another reason that I think Disney World is doing it a little bit better. It's my favorite attraction.
Right.
I love the stupid animatronic singing bears. I think it's fun. I wish that they would do the summer overhaul and the winter overhaul, because I would love to see those.
That would be fun.
But in general, I'm just really glad that Florida kept it.
Yeah.
You know, in Disneyland, they replaced it with Winnie the Pooh, which makes me less excited to ride Winnie the Pooh.
Completely. It less excited. It's a refusal.
I don't out and out refuse, but if I have the option of saying no, I 100% say no.
Aw, poor
Pooh. Just saying. I miss that in that park.
Yeah.
I'll do another one since you said you didn't have many.
Sure.
The standby line for The Little Mermaid is better in Florida than it is at Disneyland, or California Adventure, technically.
Okay.
We just recently went through the standby line at... why did my mind just go blank on which park she's in? Magic Kingdom. Uh-huh. There we go. And they have an animatronic scuttle that interacts with the audience while you're waiting. They also have little TV windows where the crabs come in and you use like motion controls to tell them whether or not to keep or get rid of things. For kids especially, long lines are the worst.
Right.
And waiting in line with antsy kids is the worst. Mm-hmm. So if you can give them something else to focus on or something to participate with,
yeah,
I think it really does a lot of service to the ride. Because it means that everyone had a good time waiting to get on the ride, and then you have a good time on the ride also.
On the ride, yeah.
Whereas at Disneyland or California Adventure, it's literally just switchbacks. There's no theming to the line whatsoever.
No, they had no room to put in the theming, apparently.
It's very true.
And they just revamped the build. The building was already there from attraction before.
Right.
And so they just stuck the queue in. Luckily, you're not usually in line too terribly long for that ride.
Be sometimes, but yeah, we try to go when it's a shorter line.
If it's, yeah, we're usually in line for like 5 minutes, but yeah, it is true that there is nothing to do while you're in that line.
Yeah.
Other than just a standard line.
Burn in
completely
the sun.
Completely true.
And then I also wanted to say that they did a great job updating Dumbo.
Oh, you're in Florida. So right.
They have the Chili's ringer system to get you onto the Dumbo ride, which just makes sense.
Yeah.
Honestly, with... I wish
Dumbo's digital line.
I wish... Sure. Okay. I want my Dumbo bike, Dumbo bike. I think they should do it with more of the Fantasyland rides. Again, for the reason that children standing in line kind of sours the experience for kids. I remember younger and being supremely bored standing in line and complaining about it, which is horrible for parents to hear because they just spent a ton of money to get you into the park.
Yep, thousands of dollars.
And so if you can keep their attention in the line and keep it themed, it's so important. So with a Dumbo ride, you literally go in, they give you one of those little buzzy things, and then there's a giant play space for the kids to run around in until it's time to get on the ride.
We totally have to go on that ride next time we go down. It'll be fun.
All right.
Right? It'd be fun. It'd totally be fun.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly would just like to see the inside and see what's in there.
Yeah, the ride itself. And then they have two rides, so it goes twice as fast.
Yeah, they apparently have double Dumbos.
Double Dumbos. What's not to love about that?
I say, good job, Florida, for figuring that one out.
Yeah, and I just think that my next one would just be the Common Grounds area in front of the castles are so much better at Magic Kingdom than it is at Disneyland.
Sure.
Partially because they have the room to make it better.
Yes.
But at Disneyland, it feels like they specifically make you go to the partner statue, basically, before they allow you to divert off. Where at Magic Kingdom, they keep you away from that area specifically.
Yeah.
So that when they are having the fireworks shows and there's enough room for it, you know, it's just done in a different manner. And I think that itself makes it phenomenally cool.
Yeah. The viewing space, and also I think it's because Florida uses their castle in a much different way than Disneyland does.
Yeah.
Disneyland's castle is basically a marker. Like, it's kind of the middle of the park, and it's more of a showpiece. Versus Florida, who actually uses their castle throughout the day. You know, they're doing shows and they're even lighting off fireworks off it in the middle of the day. Like, they are doing stuff around it all the time.
Huh.
So they made a space in front of it where a large group can gather at any time, which, you know.
Yeah, and I guess with Magic Kingdom, they do have to entertain a lot more people. And so it might be a great way to, because of the shows going on all the time.
Right.
Yeah, I can see why they made that change. I like that you're able to walk through the Disneyland one. I like that you're able to walk through that. But I definitely like the space in front of the area that it's set up better for viewing, for sure.
Right. I don't think we've ever even walked up to the castle in Florida, have we?
No, they don't make you, so we don't.
Yeah.
As soon as we hit like Casey's Quarter, we turn.
Yeah, maybe we should try to get as close as we can to see what the deal is. Because I've rarely been up close to that castle at any point.
But I kind of like.
You like that?
Well, I mean, we'll have to make a point to get up close to it.
Okay.
For sure.
Another attraction that I think they've plussed would be the Jungle Cruise.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're right. You're right.
Because the Jungle Cruise at Disneyland, again, one of my family's favorite rides.
Uh-huh.
Can't be beat. However, they've plussed it enough in Florida to make it uniquely them while still keeping in the same vein as the Disneyland version.
Yeah.
It's a little bit longer. Yeah, and they have a little bit of an indoor section where you go through the bottom of a temple of some kind.
Oh, right. You go through the tunnel thing.
Yeah, and usually there's a great joke in there where they go in and then your cast member driving the boat starts singing It's a Small World, or, you know. I think I even heard one of them sing the song from Willy Wonka when they're going through the tunnel.
Oh, yeah.
There's no earthly way of knowing.
That's right.
Yeah. So it's a fun addition to the ride that's totally on brand. And then the only thing that I could say would make it better is if you've seen the videos from Shanghai, they have almost a storyline going, and they do like projection effects in their tunnel in the Jungle Cruise.
That would be fun. A lot like when you're going on Indiana Jones, how they have projections on things.
Right, exactly.
And with that look.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be fun.
So I think Florida could benefit from that also, because it is just kind of a quiet section at this point, where the cast member doesn't do a lot of talking, and you're just kind of going past vignettes of like the tiger and snakes and
things. Yeah, it feels like they even like turn off their microphones and stuff during
that
section.
It's possible, yeah.
Still fun.
So it's fun, but could it be plused? Absolutely. Why not? Right?
Yeah.
That
is true.
Another big plus for me.
Okay.
Something that Disneyland needs to get on. Well, two things that Disneyland needs to get on. Number one is a no bag line for security.
Oh, I do love that.
It makes things so much easier.
Right.
There are people that 100% pack too much stuff to go into a park.
Right.
They look like they are going on a week-long hike.
Safari.
And they brought everything and the kitchen sink so that they would never have to even like blow their nose without having something, a tissue paper nearby. Yeah. Like, they brought
everything.
And the cast members up there, they have to be thorough for our safety, which I'm appreciative of. But they have to go through every pocket. They have to open every container. They have to, like, it takes forever.
Sadly.
And I
want to get in.
I want to get in. And there are occasions where you're standing there with nothing. You have no bags. And you're stuck behind 14 people with strollers and 3 bags each.
Right.
And you're like, this line is going to take forever. I'm never getting into this park. And so Disney World is nice enough to have a no bag line where then you go immediately to the scanners instead, which makes sense to me, you know.
And I agree with your next one. You're going to say even more, because
do you know what my next one?
Your next one's totally going to be an annual pass line. Right?
It is.
Yeah.
Nothing makes me feel fancier than walking up to a Disney World park and seeing all the people in line, and then over to the right or the left on the far side, there's a big orange sign that says pass holder entrance.
Uh-huh.
And it's for all the people, first of all, that know what they're doing to get into the park. And it's always shorter. And it's just, it's a perk that I think people that have shelled out the money for annual passes deserve, honestly, you know?
That, and also that the annual pass holders have already gone through the ticketing process, which can be pretty extensive for some crazy reason.
They're taking pictures.
They're doing all kinds. Yeah. Like, it feels like you're literally applying for a passport when you get your annual pass. We buy ours online beforehand, and I had to fill out all the information and take care of all of that. And then you get to the booth, and then you have to do it all. They go through it all again, and then you get your bands and everything else. So once you've gone through that entire process, it only makes sense then that you're then able to get to the park quicker.
Right.
Because you've already done so much on the front end of things. And when you are at a line and you then see everybody else trying to buy their passes and scanning and getting their picture taken for the first time and all that stuff, you're just like, why? I've done all of this. Like, I felt like I had a meeting with y'all before.
Yeah. We had to sign like 14 pieces of paper to get into this park.
Completely.
And now I have to sit and watch somebody else do it at the gate.
Oh, completely true.
And there's nothing wrong with those people doing that. That's part of the process, 100%. Uh-huh. But it is frustrating when you're like, all I need to do is scan my pass and my finger and get in.
Yep.
Versus these people who have to scan something, then sign something, they get their picture taken.
Right.
And they have a group of 4 or 5 people that you're like, I have to watch all of these people.
Exactly right. You can't blame the person for just trying to do what Disney's requiring them to do. And so it's very nice that at Florida that the Disney has figured out that, you know, why not give these folks a separate line that already have their passes all taken care of.
Right.
So it is fantastic.
It's a good thing.
Realized that, because that was one of those glaring omissions that on Disney's part.
Yeah.
That drives us crazy.
It does.
Where you're like, yeah, I...
And then the last thing I was just going to say, the thing that Disney World did better that Disneyland could never do is just size. The size of everything is just bigger. The parks are a little bit less cramped because the walkways are a little bit wider.
Uh-huh.
The rides are a little bit more spaced out because they didn't have to cram them all into the tiny space. The size of the property is bigger, so more people can enjoy it. They can have more hotels.
Yep.
They have a better infrastructure. So just the sheer size of Disney World is a plus in a lot of cases.
Right.
Some people might see it as a negative, as in it's too big.
And I have times when my feet are really tired.
You're like, we have to go all the way across this park now.
But, you know. Other than that, I love it.
Yeah, I think it's great. I think it's a good thing, and it gives them the ability to expand in ways that Disneyland cannot.
I couldn't remember at all. Do you think that Splash Mountain's any better at Disney World than it is at Disneyland?
In some ways, yes. I haven't been on it since they've done a refurb on it, but the one good thing about Disney World... Well, two good things. One, you sit side by side on the Disney World version.
Yep.
And you're in an actual like seat instead of like a weird straddling a bench situation.
Yep. That.
And you tend to get a little bit less wet in Florida.
Right.
Versus the California one where you are just about drenched. And it's not even like the splash. It's going through the interior and the water sloshes in over and just covers your lap. Like... Yep. You're wet from the waist down, which is weird, you know?
Yeah,
true. So, yeah, I would say, yes.
So they did that better.
Splash Mountain, potentially better. We'll have to actually ride it to make a final decision on that.
Sure.
But, it's like I always say, Disney World did some things great, but Disneyland's always better. Follow my perfectly sculpted two-finger point to the exit.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, rate, review us on your favorite podcast app, and if you didn't... Help us do better by buying a patch at DisneyPatch.com.
Always be proud of what makes you unique, and we'll see you next time on the Obscure Disney Podcast.